This is Carl from WebCourses Bangkok. I hope everyone's well listening to this. Today I would like to talk about UX design. Now UX stands for user experience, and it's something that I'm really, really excited about. UX design is essentially designing the user experience. It's how the user will use your website and how they will sort of absorb the content and basically understand your message. So a UX designer is someone who sort of takes the business ideas, takes the overall requirements for the website, and then kind of comes up with an idea of how to turn that into the web. So it's essentially your sort of the communication between the business and also the web designer. So that's a very good place to be if you're a UX designer, is sort of in between the developers and the people making it, and actually the business people who are saying, right, well, I'm paying for this and this is my idea, make it happen. So I found myself recently with a project exactly being that. So all I'm doing is I'm listening, doing a lot and lot of listening. Listening to the business requirements, listening to what they want to do, listen to their vision for the actual website. And then it's my job, in this project anyway, is to find the developers and the designers to make it happen. So the thing is, with a designer and developer, it makes life much easier for them if you give them a very clear idea of what you want. As soon as they have to start guessing, things can go wrong. Because essentially a designer and developer doesn't know your business. It doesn't know, they don't know what the requirements are, what the budget is, and all these kind of aspects that are towards the business side. What they want to know is the exact functional requirements. They want to know how many pages, what sort of look and feel you're going for. So if you can give that concisely to someone, it makes their job so much easier. And the reason I know this is because I've been a web designer and I've been a web developer. So if someone told me, right, this is exactly what I want you to build, I would love them. I would give them a big sloppy kiss, because the thing is, as soon as you have to start guessing, then you know you can make mistakes because you don't know their business, all right? So a UX designer, if you ever hear this, is someone who's a good listener and a good talker, and a good at sort of changing the language of the business into the language of the web designer. Now, user experience, in my opinion, is all about common sense. It's all about the idea of, you know, telling a story with a website and making sure that you've got all the call to actions in the right place, the functionality is easy to understand, and everything is very, very intuitive. You don't want to make your user think, quoting Steve Krung there. So when you are, you know, if you are coming up with a design and you've got this idea for a website and then you're translating it into, you know, the pre-design phase, you're actually doing something called user experience design, and it's a very exciting field. If you'd like to know more information about user experience design, you can actually email me personally at carl@webcoursesbangkok.com, and I'm going to be writing an article about this soon, and you can find that on www.webcoursesbangkok.com. Okay, take care, bye.